Welcome to KiwiRadio.nz simulcast tonight on upfm.co.nz. It's our weekly showcase, banging it to your ears live every Tuesday, 7 to 8pm New Zealand time. I'm glad we've got our international clock in sync today because we've actually got a New Zealand musician but currently based in Australia. So I've got him on the landline right now, going over the ditch today, which is great because my phone, my phone contract actually does cover unlimited calls and texts to Australia. So there's no harm there. But we also have someone local as well. So let me introduce tonight's guest. We've got Bruce Aitken, who's a really prolific drummer. He moved, was born in Invercargill, then moved to Lower Hutt, moved to Melbourne, but he's been on stage with so many of the greatest drummers, everyone from, Santana, Billy Joel, Miles Davis, the drummers for those acts, and all sorts of things. He's toured Canada three times and Europe with award-winning blues artist John Campbell. He's really cool. He's got some songs that he'd like to showcase tonight. And also in the second half of the show, we have Valer, who's a songwriter and producer, real name, Shana Graham. So she'll be joining us in the second half of the show, and I'll introduce her properly then. But first off, let's get started with our first act, who is on the phone right now. A big warm welcome to Bruce Aitken.
G'day, mate. How are you doing?
Welcome to Kiwi Radio. Tell us about yourself.
Wow. Half an hour? Right. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Feel free to just make it, pace it out. Go for it.
Sure. Well, I was started playing drums and hitting things when I was very young. And I guess by the time I was 9 or 10, I was playing in a band. And it just kind of went on from there. And ended up in Wellington, Lower Hutt, actually. And got into a band that won the Battle of the Bands in Wellington and, and all that sort of stuff. And then eventually I went to Australia and lived in Melbourne for a while and had the good fortune to work with one of the greatest Australian artists of all time, the late Lobby Lloyd. Then I went to Canada, as I call it. And I invented, if you like, for a word, the Cape Breton International Drum Festival, which ran for 10 years. And while in Canada, I was fortunate enough to tour with John Campbell John and the Irish Rovers and Juno artist Fred Eagle Smith, and I got to go to Afghanistan and do a tour there as the house drummer on a Support the Troops tour, and got to perform in Dubai and Kandahar and Kabul, and it's been quite a life. There's no two ways about that. I was fortunate enough to be on two award-winning albums and lots of albums that have been nominated for, various categories while living in Canada. And for some reason, and I don't have a logical reason for this, in 2004, I, out of the blue, won Musician of the Year award for the Nova Scotia Music Awards, which was a bit of a shock. I'm not sure how that happened, but it was a good thing. And went back to New Zealand in 2008 to be inducted into the Southland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all sorts of things like that, and did a lot of recording. Lots and lots of recording while I was there, and quite a bit of touring in Canada, and then in 2010 I came back to Australia and was living in West Australia, and eventually I've ended up in Sydney, of course, and some really cool things have happened while I've been here as well. Playing in a really great band at the moment, the Azusa Street Revival, and we have two albums out, and got invited across to New Zealand to play at the CD release for Graham Brazier's posthumous album, and got to meet some really cool people there, I'm just in the process of doing an album with John Kemp at the moment. One of those tracks hopefully we'll hear this evening. And, that's pretty much it.
Wow, that's amazing. What a wealth of history and experiences that you've had that many can only dream of. I would say you're pretty much a well-established mercenary of drumming, right? You're just here and there
of drumming.
Would that be a good job title, I guess, of what you've been up to? Because it seems like you've been doing bits and bobs here and there and everywhere. So
yeah, I would say that would be, people would just call me up and ask me to do stuff. That's a pretty fair comment. I've never been one of these people that have been in some big band or anything like that. I've just been fortunate to be asked to play specific tours with people who happen to have big bands. That would be fairly close to the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hear this from time to time of some of the most awesome session musicians who just get to play all sorts of cool venues and with all sorts of artists. And I guess one positive of that is that because you always dive chucked into the deep end, maybe the musical style for the night is completely different to the previous night. You really develop a muscle for versatility, right?
Absolutely. Well, one day I just got a ring out of the blue, and somebody said, Fred Eaglesmith's looking for a drummer. They're in the middle of a tour. The drummer ditched and went back to wherever they came from. They'll be, in your city tomorrow, and then there's blah, 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 and then all the way up to, through the rest of Canada. Would you like to do that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't even know who this guy is. I've never heard any of his music. Don't know anything about him. Go to the venue, get set up, and evidently their van broke down or something. So there was no run through or anything. There was no sound check. I met him as we went on the stage in front of like 800 or 900 people, and just, it was incredible, absolutely incredible. And all he said to me as he walked on stage was, keep off the vocals. So that's what I did. And it was an incredible, amazing experience. He's a Juno winner. That's kind of like, that's the biggest kind of thing that you can get in Canada, as I call it. And so, things like that happened,
So when you are chucked into that deep end, or you have very little time to prepare, what's going on in your head, or what sort of things are you telling yourself to remain cool in the situation?
Just listen to the music. I think when you've done as many things as I have and played with such a lot of very, very different kinds of people, and you just have a tendency to listen. I think they call it big ears. You just listen and you don't do anything foolish. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You just go out and play. And I think the big thing is you've got to learn to, as somebody once said to me, somebody very famous once said to me, you have to learn to love the space between the notes. And when you're backing people, which is what you're doing, you're just playing the pocket, that's all that, but you play well. And, I think that I'm blessed to have really good feel and good time. And I put that all down to my upbringing in Aotearoa, because, that's the kind of thing, that we did. And I'm very grateful for that. I have that New Zealand thing going, I guess.
a lot of international musicians or people in the industry love the honesty of the and the work ethic of us Kiwis. And well, you've definitely got a wealth of musicianship behind you, and we look forward to tonight's showcase. We're going to start off with your first song today. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit about the song, if you know which one we're playing.
Well, are you playing two for the show?
Yeah, I'm going to play the songs as per your number, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Yep.
Lovely. Two for the Show is an album I recorded at my studio in the house here with Michael Brown, and it's saxophone and drums. That's it. And it's live. It's like, that's the only time we played it, and we recorded it just like that. It's an incredible thing. The duos, these people that are you know, really good at what they do. Once again, we just listen and go for it, and it's kind of jazzy and experimental. World jazz, I would call it. Well, I don't know if anyone else would, but I would. So yeah, that's it. It's off an album called From Glebe to Greenacre.
Thank you. Bruce Aitken on the hot seat at the moment. And because we are KiwiRadio.nz and not another bread and butter commercial station, if an artist gives us an 8-minute song, we're going to play the 8-minute song. So this is what we have to start with. But Bruce, actually, I'm really enjoying our conversation, and I don't want to kind of make it really hasty. So if you don't mind, what we might do for tonight's show, we usually have a 1-hour slot on our sister broadcast, upfm.co.nz, but we can go extended play on Kiwi Radio. So what I was thinking is, because your songs are very jazzy and, you know, develop as they go, we do want to play them in full. But we might play your first song now, which is 8 minutes. And then what we might do is get our second guest on, if that's okay with you, Valer. She's got 2 songs to showcase. And then we'll just get you back on straight afterwards, and we can just hang out and not feel rushed. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. I'd be absolutely delighted to do that and honored. Thank you so much.
Well, we are all about showcasing the music here on the station. So Bruce Aitken is just going to grab he's going to wet his beak, as they say in the industry. Sit back, relax, and feel free to tune in right now to KiwiRadio.nz, Bruce, and listen to our second guest, Valer. She's a really cool singer-songwriter from New Zealand. If you've heard of her, I'm not sure, but it's definitely worth the, you know, worth your ears, and then we'll go straight back to you. Okay, so
that's lovely. Yeah,
tonight's showcase is Bruce Aitken, currently based in Australia, a Kiwi lad, of course, with such a wealth of history and musicianship. And we're really excited to have him on the podcast tonight. He's gonna wet his beak in the green room, and we're gonna play this in the song in its entirety as if you were sitting in a local jazz bar, essentially. So enjoy this 8-minute journey in jazz with Bruce Aitken, the artist of this song. And also I want to say hello to everyone tuning in today. We've got people tuning in from the UK in Croydon, and of course we've got our typical Wellington scene in New Zealand listening in tonight. So I really do appreciate it. Sit back, relax. Talk to you on the tail end of the song in 8 minutes. My name's Ralphie from KiwiRadio.nz. Thank you. Tuned into KiwiRadio.nz. You can find more of Bruce Aitken on Bandcamp.com, but I also have a link for him on nzmusic.org.nz/artist/drummer/Bruce-Aitken, A-I-T-K-E-N, because he's usually sort of the guy in the background supporting the artists, you know, the session drummer, the hired mercenary. He's so secretive that he doesn't have his own website, so you really got to look for it, and that'll get you started in any ways. And check out his wealth of history. He's played with all sorts of musicians, and really one of the premier drummers for all sorts of genres in both Australasia and around the world. Up next, we're going to squeeze in our second artist showcase for today. Valer, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Ralph?
Yeah, really good. Loud and clear, and very excited to have you. Tell us what you've been up to with your music.
Yeah, I've just been trying to churn out as many songs as possible while kind of balancing life and stuff, you know. I've put out 2 singles in the last, I think, few months. And, yes, I put out a single probably a couple weeks ago. And, yeah, just straight back into it, trying to get something out in the next couple months again. Yeah, that's been me. Playing a few shows soon. But yeah.
Oh, tell us about the live shows. The live shows of any musicianship journey is exciting to hear about. So, is there anything you can tell us?
Yeah. I'm part of a record label called Enemy Love Records, and my label mates from Australia are actually coming over. So we'll be doing a little tour in May sometime. So we'll be playing in Auckland, Christchurch, and Hamilton, which will be really, really fun. Yeah, so we'll put some stuff up on Instagram. I think I put out the poster already, but yeah, if you guys are, I don't know, in those cities, it'd be really lovely to see you. Yeah.
Tell us the dates.
Oh, yeah. So I think Christchurch gig is on the, I would say, the 10th of May. So it'll be in at the Dark Room. And then the Auckland show is the next day. I think it's the 11th of May at the Good George Bar in Mission Bay. And I think it's on the, I can't remember, it's on the 12th, top of May is in Hamilton, at the Lady Goodfellow Chapel, which is like at the uni. Yes, something really intimate. But yeah, those are the dates.
That's really awesome. Hey, can I ask you, your label mates, Enemy Love Records, I think one of your artists actually reached out to us as well. I think it's Emma Fradd and David Cruz reached out.
Yeah.
You actually reminded me that they sent me a little sting or plug, so I might actually, you know, introduce that towards that, of course, after your showcase, and show everyone about your record label, what they've been up to. And if you are interested in that, the website is enemylovecords.com, and Valera is part of that family. We're going to show everyone now your first song, Sober. Do you want to tell us about how it was written, what it's about?
Yeah, so Sober is about just a conversation I had with my husband. I am sort of struggling with anxiety a little bit, and I was just talking to him about it. And he said, he doesn't struggle with it, and he kind of likened it to being sober. And I thought that was quite a cool idea of just wanting to be sober from it all, you know, trying to just being hopeful to be able to get out of that struggle. So, yeah, that's what Sober is like. That's what Sober is about.
Again, thank you so much for joining us in today's radio showcase. This is the song now by Valera, Sober. Sober. Like I'm bracing for impact. It's not a lot of fun. This drug I'm strung out on. Can't seem to break the habit. Why is your mind so clear? Tuned into kiwiradio.nz. That is the sound of Valere, which is spelled V-A-L-E-R-E. You can check out more of her music on valeremusic.bandcamp.com. Welcome back to the show there, Valere. Very nice track indeed. Tell us about your next song here, which is Stuck in My Mind.
Thanks, Ralph. Stuck in My Head is, I think it's like a little love song, to be honest. It's about having a long distance relationship. It was based on my husband and I's relationship when we were dating, and music was like a really big part of it. So we would sing each other kind of music and stuff, and I thought it was quite a cool idea to just kind of tie in, and just hoping that like a song becomes a classic, or like, you know, your relationship kind of lasts, you know. So it was really fun, and I it was produced by a friend of mine in Cebu, Philippines, with myself, and and then the video that we shot it in Cebu as well. So it's really it's a song that's close to my heart, because I'm from Cebu, and so it was just really cool to showcase my home. That's stuck in my head.
Salamat po. That's a really lovely, and I'm actually from Makati, Manila myself.
Oh, cool! Awesome.
So yeah, Filipino Kiwis taking over the radio today.
Yeah.
Now, Valere, I've followed you for quite some time, and I think I actually discovered you either through a gig or something, but from Jeff Ong, and it was many moons ago, and now I finally get to talk to you. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool having this moment.
That's awesome.
So Dark Room's going to be in your calendar this year. What about future recordings? Have you got some demos that you're working on, something like that?
Yeah. So the plan is to have an EP out by the end of the year. That's my goal. So those two songs are part of a project that I'm working on. So I'm hoping another song coming out maybe next month or the month, or not April, May sometime. And just like I said, it's just balancing everything, really keen to churn out more stuff.
Hey, look, as long as you're got a good balance in life and it's making you happy doing this music thing, I mean, go for it. And it's absolutely making other people happy too, like me, listening to the music and enjoying it. Now, you've got a really great history dating back from your EP, Weary Eyes, in 2014. Then 2 years later, you released Blue, the EP, Colors as well in 2020. Now, I sense a theme with just one or two words for the title of each record. Is that because you just want to keep it simple, or because I've seen some really long titles as album titles? But yours is pretty straightforward, right?
That's so funny. Oh, I didn't even realize. Maybe the next one I'll try and make it a really long title to mix things up.
Onomatopoeia. That's the longest word. It's the longest word I know. Speaking of long, complicated words, I'm going to put you in the spotlight, and I like to ask quirky questions sometimes for artists, because I do this week in, week out, and I want to make it interesting for our listeners as well. So if you were in a spelling bee contest and you had to impress everyone with a long, complicated word or something that's not used very often, which word would you pick, and why?
Oh, my goodness. Literally the only word that's popped up is that I'm pretty sure I know how to spell it. That's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Is that what it is?
Like, is that from the Mary Poppins or something?
Yeah, but like, I'm sure that's a word, but I feel like also, yeah, but I can also, I don't know if I can actually spell it. So those are the first words, I'm pretty sure.
What about
before I was?
If you were teaching anyone Filipino, what's a good first word and why? Nothing like, you know, just the standard hello, goodbye, or toilet. What's something that you would teach them just to kind of make you laugh inside and have a good time?
Let me see. I'm just going to say what was the first thing in my head. It's kind of like a swear word, but not really. Like in my language,
sasapukin.
Yeah. What do you say? Like amal. Amal means just like dumb. Like you're such a dumb. Like, but like people say it. People say it quite in Bisaya. People are like quite savage. You know what I mean? Like, and so they just say it willy nilly. And it's just a funny ass word. I feel like. If we whip it out, you know what I mean? Like, I love that word. But, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask some easy questions now because that was a hard one. I think it's easy, but what motivates you to create music and art?
Oh, man. It's funny because I feel like I run away from it a lot. And I think a lot of, like, I think people around me motivate me to make music because they're like, what are you doing, man? Like, we all know you really like doing this thing. So it's sort of the opposite. It's kind of, it's a hard road, but it's, you know, like something inside of me and, it's a lot of people who support, that are around me that are like, hey, you should keep going. So that's actually what motivates me a lot. So it's lovely to hear like messages from other people who say, hey, like the song, I don't know, like help me or whatever. And so it makes me go, okay, cool. Maybe it's still time to keep going, you know. Yeah, because it can be hard sometimes.
Oh, that's really cool. What are your favorite and least favorite parts of being a musician?
My favorite part, I think just connecting with people. I think
That's why I do this podcast. I love talking and just sharing a moment, like I'm having a cup of tea with you. Connecting is a big part of podcasting, music, anything like that.
Yeah.
Because someone could say, I've been doing this podcast now, I think we're up to, I want to say like 80 shows. I don't know. I can't remember. But someone will say one thing that sticks with me and I'm like, you know what? In a typical setting, I never would have heard that. So I think even with music as well, do you find that maybe after a show, someone you don't know will come up to you and just kind of have a moment with you, which might not have happened if you weren't doing music, you know, like cool things like that? Do you find?
Totally. I think that's, like I said, it probably relates to that first question you asked about like what motivates me. That happens quite often. I think like just people who just come up to you and we'll pick out something that you've sung that, and they'll say, hey, this really stuck out to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I would have never thought that would have stuck out to anybody. But it, like, especially helping people like through things that they're going through. And just, you know, like music sometimes can be quite isolating in a way. You're like writing about your experiences. And so it's quite cool to just be able to share that and being like, hey, like you're going through the same thing or definitely. It's my favorite thing. And my least favorite thing, I think it's because it's such a personal thing, it's probably like the promotional side of things, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It's like,
that's why you have label. Woo!
Oh, dude, yeah. Like, or just people around you. Yeah. So I've had to really rethink. I mean, it's funny because I was talking to someone, it was like a career coach or something from like back in the day, and I was telling her, like, I don't really like marketing or networking or whatever. And then like one of my top strengths, which is connecting, which is what I said was my favorite thing. And she said, you know, that's the same thing. And that really reframed how I thought about promoting. I was like, well, if I don't do that, I won't be able to connect with people. And so, or I want to approach promoting or marketing or whatever that is as like just actually connecting with real life, like humans, you know? And, so it's a journey, but it's hard, man. We're getting there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I totally relate, being a gigging musician myself, mainly the covers thing at the moment. But, you know, when I first started, I was booking my own gigs and things like that. But then I found this wonderful woman, Suzanne, shout out to you. She's been booking me now for 6 years. And awesome. She's my unofficial but official booking agent. She's really good at what she does. She's really good at, you know, getting all the stallholders sorted, creating a cool vibe, finding a space, all that sort of stuff. And I can literally concentrate on the music side of things. So, you know, some people have it all. You know, they're really good at being self-managed. And I've interviewed musicians that have won awards for being self-managed. Midwave Breaks, who I interviewed last week, actually got, you know, an award for being the best self-managed act. But sometimes as well, an artist really works well when they've got like a small team. You don't need a huge team, but, you know, someone to bounce off. And, you know, you're really good at what you do, I think. You know, you can, you know, your voice is amazing. Your lyric writing is fabulous and the composition. And you're obviously good at that. So why not, you know, collaborate as such? And and connecting is a big part of that. As you mentioned, you're creating a piece of art together. So, no, really cool. I would love to ask you a million gazillion questions, but I'm sure you're very busy even writing a song right now with the third hand behind your back kind of thing while you're doing a podcast. I say that because I follow your socials and it looks like you've been very creative. And just looking at your history, you know, you're releasing music and, you know, pretty much consistently and doing the things. Dark Room is going to be a great gig. That's in Christchurch. Give us the date again.
10th of May, Wednesday 10th of May.
And also, if you want to check out Valere, she has a Bandcamp, which has all the socials links in there as well. ValereMusic.bandcamp.com. Well, thank you so much for being with us in today's show. I'm going to play your song now, Stuck in My Head. I got that wrong earlier, but I've got it now.
That's all good.
Before I do, though, a quick fire question. What's currently stuck in your head right now, whether it's a topic, a song, something that's looping? And, yeah, just give us some insight behind the artist.
I've got a daughter, and her favorite song right now is Tori Kelly's Missing You, and we've been playing it nonstop. So that is what's in my head.
Oh, that's awesome. My son, who's one, loves Wheels on the Bus. And
amazing.
I sing him that song, but I put my artistic twist and I mash it up, you know, with Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It's like a medley. I really shouldn't record it.
You have to, man.
How old's your daughter?
She's 18 months.
Oh, and what's it like being a young parent?
Like I said, it's a balancing act, but it's been really lovely. Like, I love it. I can't imagine not being a parent, to be honest.
I totally relate. Yeah. Our kids are the same age and stuff, and we're both Filipino Kiwis breaking the scene right now. Valere, it's been a wonderful chat with you. By the way, whereabouts in New Zealand? Which city are you in at the moment?
Christchurch. Yeah, Otatahi.
Oh, yeah, awesome. I've got a button for that. Hang on a second.
Cha-cha. Christchurch.
So, I love pressing that button. I don't get a chance to very often. Thank you so much, Valere, for being on the show today. I'm going to play your song right now.
Awesome. Thanks, Ralph.
Stay cool and stay creative, okay?
You too.
Cheers. That's Valere. What a wonderful artist. Go check her out. And this is her song, Stuck in My Head. It's Friday and all you want to do is open up your phone and listen to the songs that are new. Different, 'cause I don't have a clue who's trending anymore. You know all the top songs of the year, and even though I haven't had much of a you're tuned into kiwiradio.nz. That is Kiwi musician Valere. Please check her out, V-A-L-E-R-E. Tell her that you heard her on kiwiradio.nz. Her label mates actually sent me something, so I haven't actually listened to this yet. I'll play it right now if I can. Emma... Yeah, so she sent me something there, which I will play at a later podcast, and it should be good fun. But check out all her label stuff at enemyloverecords.com. So we have Bruce Aitken all the way in Australia today. I'm going to ring him back and see how that beverage is going and see if he's still awake. Here on kiwiradio.nz. Welcome back, Bruce. It's part of your segment again. How's that beverage going?
Sorry, say that again?
How's that drink of yours going?
Oh, it was great, mate. It was a keto coffee. Good stuff.
What's keto coffee?
Keto coffee.
Keto coffee?
Keto. K-E-T-O. Keto.
I don't know what that means. I'm lost for words.
That's okay. It's just a.
I'll look it up.
It's a choice of eating habits to no sugar and all that stuff. It's great. It's something I do.
Roger that.
Healthy,
Roger that.
Healthy. Okay.
You sound like a healthy man, and you need to be when you're behind the sticks today.
Welcome
back. I thought I'd get you back and not rush the interview. Usually we get submissions for 3 or 4 minutes, but yours being jazz and everything, which I like the long plays, 8-7 minutes, and we'll get straight into the next one. Maybe you want to introduce what it's about, Monetary Lapse of the Treason.
It's called A Monetary Lapse of Treason. It's a little play on words there, I guess. It's a track from an album that I'm working on at the moment with John Kemp, who is a New Zealand guitarist and lives in Auckland. It's fascinating. I met him when I went over to do the Graham Brazier CD release, and he was one of the people backing most of the artists, I guess. And we just became good friends, and he was interested in what I was doing. And so we've started it up, and this is the first track that we've finished. So I'm pretty excited about it, really. It's an interesting thing, to say the least.
Let's get into the music showcase for you today. Welcome back to the Jazz Club Jazz Session with Bruce Aitken, and you're tuned into kiwiradio.nz. We'll be right back. Jazz for you by Bruce Aitken, who's won many awards, including Musician of the Year in Nova Scotia, Canada in 2004, a Kiwi based in Australia. I want to play something that David sent me. Hopefully this plays fine. If not, I'll play it a bit later.
Find My Music.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Hi, hello? This is David Cruz. Find My Music on Spotify and Apple Music. And you are tuned into kiwiradio.nz.
And also going to play what Emma sent me.
Hi, this is Emma Thrad. You can find my music online on Spotify or Apple Music, and you are tuned into kiwiradio.nz.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Well, there we go. There's some new stingers that's just landed in my inbox, and I had no idea what it was saying. So hopefully, luckily they didn't swear or anything because I didn't pre-screen it. I've actually got one of their new songs that I'll play tonight as well, because I told them that I'd try and play it before their gig coming up in Darkroom Christchurch, along with our first guest before Valair. They are label mates, and I'll showcase that straight after Bruce Aitken's segment. Now we're down to your last 9-minute song, which we love long plays. We love short plays, we love long plays. But tell me, as a jazz musician, do you find that the longer songs or the longer format, it just really allows the music to breathe more, or why are you going in that kind of direction?
Well, for a starter, I don't really consider myself a jazz musician as such. I'm more, I don't know, I guess it's kind of world jazz, but it's rhythmic and it's experimental and it's a soundscape and it's stuff just comes out. And, you know, whatever, when you hear somebody play and, you know, you feed off what they're doing and they feed off you. And once again, it comes back to listening to what somebody's doing. And that's basically what it boils down to. So, I don't consider myself a jazz drummer in the traditional sense, but more experimental, I would say, would probably describe this music, which is not the same as, for example, going on tour with the Irish Rovers across Canada, which would be nothing like this. So, should we talk about the last tune?
Please.
Yeah. Okay. The last tune is called Last Stance, and I recorded this. It's just a one-off track with Roy Phillips, who lives in Christchurch, of course. Roy is an incredible musician, well-known all over the planet, a lovely man and a very funny guy. Of course, he played with the Peddlers. And we did this, and I love this song. It's absolutely incredible. For me, anyway, you know, like, it's an absolute thrill to be working with him. And it is... Once again, it's just push the red button and go.
I love that. Push the red button, go. Many Motown records were made that way. And, well, why not, right?
Yeah.
Capture the moment and be in the present. What's next for Bruce Aitken?
I was talking to John earlier today. I think I'm going to come over to Auckland sometime later in the year, and we might do a gig or three in Auckland. I'm really busy doing a lot of recordings. I'm always busy doing that. There's a couple of other really cool things on the boil, and I don't know, just
Keeping on,
yeah, absolutely.
Maybe that.
So listen,
the title of your next song. Yep, sorry, you were going to say something.
I was just going to say the last one you're going to play, The Last Stance, and A Monetary Lapse and Treason. This will be the first time they've been played anywhere. These have never been played anywhere. Neither of these have been released yet, so it's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
And
KiwiRadio.nz is a perfect platform for that. It's almost like
absolutely.
If you're at a music festival, we're we're the beta stage, but that's where all the cool stuff happens. That's where everyone hangs out and cushion sofas, and you know, that's where people hang out, right? The cool people. Thank you so much for hanging out tonight, and thank you for the time difference as well, because I do know you're in Sydney, Australia. Out of interest, what time is it right now over there?
It's 6:09 on Tuesday.
Right, so you're 2 hours behind. Cool. So we're going on to 8 p.m. right now on in New Zealand time. And if you're catching this on replay, we do replay our shows every now and then. Thank you for listening to the replay. If these time bits don't sync with your current existing time, but we are live right now, and we're live Tuesdays every Tuesday 7 to 8 p.m. New Zealand time for some wonderful showcases. Bruce Aiken, I do appreciate you coming on the show, and it's been a blast.
Yeah, my pleasure. I really appreciate, and I'm really grateful that you invited me to do this. It's a wonderful thing, and keep on doing what you're doing, mate. It's all good.
You too, mate. And send us any music anytime, or any news, any gig updates, anything like that. You've got our email address, and please, you know, stay in touch.
I will do. Thanks a lot, Ralphie. Really cool, mate. Thanks a million. See you, mate.
Stay cool. Stay creative, okay? And that's Bruce Aiken. Wonderful, wonderful musician. And we're going to play a 9-minute jazz song right now from Bruce Aiken, and with Roy Phillips, of course, in New Zealand. And then I'm going to play a new song that we got sent from some Australians as well, visiting New Zealand for a New Zealand tour with Valair. Coming right up with Emma and David. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in right now. Yes, we are live. This is the extended play for KiwiRadio.nz tonight. Apparently, we may have had a bit of static at the start, but technically speaking, it is fixed now, and all our shows are recorded. Hello to everyone in America tuned in, and Netherlands, and New Zealand. You got 2.5 more minutes of this wonderful track by Bruce Aitken. And then I've got a 2-song showcase from artists with the label EnemyLoveRecords.com. They sent me some wonderful music by their artists David Cruz and Emma Fradd, who is going to be touring New Zealand with Valair in May. I'll give you the exact date shortly. But see you in the flip end. 2 more minutes of this tune and then be right back. You're tuned into kiwiradio.nz Summercast tonight on upfm.co.nz. Usually a 7 to 8 p.m. slot live every Tuesday, but it's now 20 past 8 p.m. and we're still going. We had to squeeze in three wonderful 8 to 9 minute jazz songs right there. I call it jazz. You heard Bruce Aitken. He said it was more sort of alternative or experimental, but there's definitely some jazz chords and elements there. I want to showcase a two-song set from enemylovecords.com. Thank you so much for sending us some music. Now, they are a faith-based record label who are independent record label run by artists for artists, and they will be doing some gigs, New Zealand gigs, in 2023, starting off with Christchurch Darkroom on Wednesday, 10th of May. Then on Thursday, 11th of May, Good George over in Mission Bay, Auckland. And then followed by Friday, 12th of May, Lady Goodfellow Chapel in Waikato Uni, Hamilton, which will be amazing. Also, they're going to do another gig in October, Australia. But maybe you just want to check out their website for if there's any gigs or updates with those dates. Just head along to enemylovecords.com. They sent us some music from two of the artists, so I thought I'd play that right now. Starting off with, let's have a look here. Let's do To and Fro is the song. Let's play it right now on Kiwi Radio.
Love doesn't lie. Love doesn't leave your heart divided. Love doesn't hide. Love doesn't say you've got to find it. Love gives you time. Love won't drag you dead behind it. Love from the vine starts out sugar sweet but turns to wine, yeah. I can't run, I can't hide. Oh, but when I do, right there by my side. I can't see, yes, I am blind. Blind to the one that guides my soul to and fro. Go and I'll follow, go and I'll follow, go and I'll follow, go and I'll follow. Wasting the day, wasting the time I had to tell you like it is. Some things never change. Change ain't supposed to come when you are most ready for it. I can't seem to change. Still there's that part of me that I can't understand. I can't take hold, I can't let go. It's who I am. I take everything from you that I can stand. Breathe life anew into me. Cause I can't run, I can't hide. Oh, but when I do, you're right there by my side. I can't see, I am blind. Blind to the one that
Elevator music at the end. I forgot to say that's an artist called David Cruz from Australia. To and Fro is the track. You can find him on enemyloverecords.com, as well as our, you know, guest earlier, Valer, who is in that label. Closing off the show now with another song sent to us from that label. The artist is called Emma Frad. Remember, they are touring New Zealand later this year, and it's going to be a wonderful show. The song is called Red Sock in the Wash. You're tuned into Kiwi Radio. And that will be the closing song for today's live show. I've been your host, Ralphie. Tune in next week, Tuesdays, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. Right here on KiwiRadio.nz. There's nothing missing from you. I like that you're other. Nothing like this, you know, one another. I feel so at home.
So at home.